Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Well, that ain't too good. I mean, I done seen some rooms where I'm like, yo, there's some pink puffy bullshit. I mean, Hello Kitty posters and
Very little, I'm afraid.
Would you like to?
He's looking at you, kid.
Come on, let's shag ass.
I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
Own life.
So, Matt, before we get into today's episode, it's a doozy.
That's what I was hearing.
Some people just can't let lying dogs lie.
No, they like to get bit.
They like to get bit.
Yeah.
And the thing about me, I don't mind biting.
No.
I don't mind biting these niggas.
You know, I think especially when it comes to old niggas.
The thing is, with old niggas, I think, you ever see the old nigga at the club?
Yeah.
Like, hey, still got it. Ooh.
He knows a few of the little TikTok dances.
They always tend to fall asleep. I think what's happening is old niggas are falling asleep at the wheel.
Yeah.
And the thing is, this brick wall not going to move. You're going to crash into this motherfucking guardrail.
So, Mouse, why don't you tell the people what we actually talking about?
So, I have given up being competitive with podcasts. Right?
Have you?
And I think when that happens is when we make the best podcast.
I feel like that.
Because it's impossible
well.
To compete.
Very true.
It's
very true.
It's a podcast and it's super niche. It's a billion of
somebody,
us.
Somebody, exactly.
If you're making money with your audience, it ain't
good.
Got shit to do.
Absolutely.
A lot of shit I hate, a lot of podcasts I dislike, people listen to us and them. Ain't nothing we can do about it. We don't come on at the same time.
Exactly.
So I don't be competing with these niggas.
Smart.
Also, can't nobody compete with the fucking guys next
Talk
door.
Talk about it.
It's Fly Rye.
Uh-huh.
It's Mac Wiles.
I mean.
And it's motherfucking Mouse Jones.
You ain't say nothing but a word.
You might be the dumbest nigga or collection of niggas in the world to think in anything you gonna compete with us and come out a winner. But that don't stop niggas. What Hope said. It's like the old uncle is a family. You know they lame, you feel ashamed, but you love them the same.
Same, yeah.
Shout out to our old uncles.
Shout out to our old uncles, man. We
Who
see
we
y'all.
Big bro, but they uncles.
We see y'all. Say less. We say, see y'all.
Say less. That was the name. I called them Stay Snooze.
Wow.
Because these niggas need Metamucil.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they got the Rosie girl over there.
They got
there.
Rosie.
She
they
keep
got Rosie.
Them young.
She keeps them young.
But when she away.
It's like the old niggas when they.
It's like the jazz. It's like the Utah Jazz.
Got it.
They got some. They had some old niggas.
They had a bunch of old niggas.
They thought you get
throw a young
nigga in there and up.
Give it a little bit of life.
Young old niggas don't never know how to not be old niggas when the young people not around.
You know.
And so what happened is.
Okay, talk about it.
What happened was the young lady wasn't there.
Yep.
And then these two old niggas just start to challenging niggas and.
Throw down gauntlets.
And if you don't know fucking gauntlets, there's three Thanoses over here, baby. Fuck wrong with y'all. Fuck wrong with y'all. Listen, low key. Kazim. And unfortunately, but fortunately, Rosie.
Rosie.
Y'all gonna say less in August. I want y'all to understand, they said a stage too big. They said the stage might be too big. You talking to a Grammy-nominated artist.
Come on, son.
You talking about a sellout artist over here.
Listen, man, I've been on stages before niggas even had careers, bro. Relax.
Bang! 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 Stop playing with us. Listen, y'all want to play this little playlist battle? Y'all want to do it on stage in front of an audience?
Oh, I can't wait.
Nigga, I might moonwalk on that motherfucker. Say less. Understand, August whatever. That's what I'm laying down. August whatever. And my gang is with me. So don't look and be like, oh, my gang is with me. Understand.
Understand.
August whatever. The gauntlet's laid down. The gauntlet, the challenge has been answered. I don't want to hear none of that. Oh, but.
Nah.
None. None of it. All I need y'all to do at home is understand when the tickets drop, go get your tickets, because we're doing this live. It's going to be the Guys Next Door versus the Say Less podcast with Kaz, Lo, Rosie, sponsored by Metamucil, sponsored by Centrium 1000.
Yo, what?
Oh, you know, when we was growing up, all those fucking vitamin commercials during,
absolutely,
like Maury?
Absolutely, yep.
Them niggas use all of them.
Wow, wow.
Kaz, if you come in there with them tight sweatpants, I'm going to be mad. Lo, get another pair of jeans. If you show up in a pair of jeans that you always wear, I'm going to be fucking mad. Rosie, I don't got nothing to say bad about you.
Stay Rosie. But, so stay Rosie.
Yeah, stay golden, pony boy.
Uh-huh. I like that. Like I like that. That.
Okay.
Like that.
But the point of the matter is, we laughing, we smoking. We love y'all.
And it's today, all love. It's
and,
all love.
In August, whatever date y'all choose, is going to be the day we show you this.
It's going to be real smoky.
It's going to hurt y'all more. It's going to hurt us.
It's going to be
but
real
But we going to enjoy it. It's real smoky. I don't want to hear nothing.
I heard Low Key talk about he's the creator of the cheat sheet, but I feel like we had a whole show.
The creator of the cheat sheet. That's funny. The cheat sheet started during
the pandemic,
the verses. The Get the Draw playlist been here since day one. We've been helping the community get the draws through music since day one.
Talk about it.
Are you really talking to the gods like this? The gods. We the young niggas, that's y'all big niggas, you know what I mean? We welcomed y'all to the podcast community. We say y'all good. Y'all good. I want y'all to never, ever, ever in y'all old ass mind. Nigga.
Save it for the stage. We'll see y'all in August.
We'll see y'all in August. Y'all let us know, man. Come on, stop playing with us.
Stupid TV. Never should have gotten it off eBay.
I'm Mouse Jones.
I'm Matt Wilds.
I'm Flora.
And we are
Guys Next Door.
Thank God. Cam, clap it up. Clap it up. Thank God. Ladies and gentlemen, boys, girls, he, she, them, or they, and everyone who falls in between, Mac Wilds is finally demasked. Okay? And I, at the risk of sounding Republican.
You're sounding very Republican.
I've been vaxxed, boosted, and some more shit. Elderberry, hot tea, fish oil.
All right. Shit, that's for your hair.
Mac, why? I don't know. Shut up.
Why is it like biasing?
Echinacea.
There we go. That's a good one.
I take echinacea.
I love
ginger,
echinacea.
Vitamin C.
For the longest, I thought echinacea was what Knuckles is. Something like that?
I thought echinacea was a neighbor. Somebody lived next to
me. Yeah, That makes sense. It sounds like somebody's name
Shout
from Long Island.
Shout out to Kadira. What camera is mine? And this one? Shout out to Kadira. Kadira is a neighbor who popped up on me last night at Rogers Garden.
Oh.
In Flatbush. Shout out to Lonnie. I was at Rogers Garden. What are you talking? You're like 18. You're not even allowed in there. Oh. But yeah, I was at Rogers last night. And a neighbor named Kadira, a few neighbors popped up, but I don't remember. One of them, I cannot remember your name, so good brother, I thank you. We thank you.
We do.
For being a neighbor and listening and supporting. You know your name's crazy. I can't remember it, but like, it's something
Yo,
like that.
Yo, you're the worst.
But shout out to Kadira. Fucking Kadira worst. Is an easy name to remember. Hey, neighbor, we thank you. We appreciate you. Told you I was going to tell Mac.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? Yeah, but yeah, they was tired of that fucking mask, boy. And it was given a bit like, you know.
All right. Let's get on with the episode.
I'm just saying. It's like, oh, I'll go do this for Discovery Channel.
No mask.
It was me.
But when I come talk to my brothers in a closed environment.
Discovery Channel, they made sure everybody behind the camera had masks. So when I took my mask off, everybody was good.
If you would have told, I would have told Cam to put a mask on.
I mean, it's fine. Cam is family. Cam, it's all right, Cam. You don't have, it's fine.
All right, but they could look, the face is
back.
We're
here. We're here. We're here, guys. We're here. You have
not gonna lie. I wish you put the mask back on. Nick kinda handsome.
Jesus.
I forget how handsome he is sometimes. I got so used over the past couple of months.
Lord.
Of just interacting with the mask. I was like, God damn, this Nick kinda handsome.
I appreciate that.
I think of a baby too. Yeah. All right. How's it feel?
Feels cold. Feels cold on this side of the mask. A little chilly, you know?
Ooh. Welcome. Happy Monday. Welcome back. This is the Guys Next Door podcast. I'm Mouse Jones.
I'm Mac Wild.
Fly Rye is in LA.
Uh-huh.
Shout out to him. We love him. We miss him. We just came back from Essence Fest, so everybody has to readjust.
AKA the grown up Freak Nick.
I loved that tweet. But yes, Freak Nick has grown up and relocated to NOLA and renamed herself Essence.
And she has a FICO score of
773. And if I'm not lying,
clean.
If I'm being honest, out of my two Essence Fest experiences, this time I seen the Freak Nick. I've seen who she used to be. Because New Orleans, you was beautiful.
New Orleans, you are beautiful.
Shout out to Essence Fest for having us on the Beauty Carnival. Shout out to our sisters, the Ask Ashley
podcast.
Shout out to Ashley and Ashley. That was super fun. Shout out to all the neighbors that pulled up on us, took pictures.
Shout out to everybody who watched us on Hulu.
Oh,
it was live. It was streaming on Hulu.
I didn't even know that was a thing. I didn't know that was happening. So shout out to everybody that watched us on Hulu and, you know, let us know you watched it. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
that's
what
was in trouble. Was in trouble.
I thought some photos got out.
Whenever I see that many,
I was like, oh,
DMs and requests.
It's getting
like,
low.
Yeah, here we go.
Here we go.
Now, CJ, here we fucking go again. Here we go again. But yeah, shout out to y'all. That was an amazing experience. And to be honest, I know I say this a lot when it comes to this, but I don't take any of this for granted. Nothing made me more happy than to, you know, see my brothers and to be able to do this. It's one thing to get to do this here in the studio and be wherever we're at and people are like, oh, God, because we're used to it, right? Mm-hmm. This is where we're from. We was these niggas before these microphones.
But that's
being
a fact.
Outside of this and people
bringing this around the world,
us from this, you get what I'm saying? It's a difference.
It's fly.
People like being in New Orleans and people are running up to us for our work.
For the work, yeah.
That seeing them run up to you for your work, seeing them come up to me for the work, seeing them come up to us three collectively as the guy next door, it means so much to me.
There's nothing like getting it with your people, man. With the people that you actually care about, that you love.
We bum rushed the stage.
We definitely bum rushed.
Shout out to Trauma and Wild Africa.
Yeah.
Shout out to DJ Trauma and Wild Africa.
Shout out to the brand that we won't say because they're not paying us.
Yes.
But
you were at Essence Fest. And you had a really nice stage. Really, really nice stage.
And we shut it down with no music.
No music.
No music. Yep.
No, none. Zero. We said cut the music off and watch us do our thing. So hopefully that was enough to let y'all know to pay us next year. But yes, shout out to y'all. But you know, it really meant something. It really did my soul well to have y'all or both y'all on stage at Trap Karaoke in New Orleans, packed house.
We had to tell me one time. That was a good vibe.
That was good.
That was a great vibe.
That was good. Listen.
Great vibe.
Listen, man. That felt good.
That felt good.
So everybody who was able to experience that with us, shout out to Kadeen from you know, one half of the Ellis's.
Uh-huh.
Shout out to Kadeen, Denora. Crystal. I'm trying to remember everybody. Beloved, Charles.
Mm-hmm.
We had a great moment.
Gia was there.
Gia Peppers.
Danny.
Danielle Young. Shit. Yes, we're doing a roll call right now because I feel like it's very important to do this after these weekends. I think sometimes we just experience these weekends and we're so used to it. And it's like, you know,
they
next.
Just come and they go.
Like, I'm going to take this moment to
celebrate our people, man.
Who else was on stage? I said Charles. Mara was on stage.
Was on shout stage. Out to Mara. Shout out to Mara.
Who else? Shout out to
Tiffy. Tiff. Ooh. One of the best singers I know, dog. Tiff.
I'm hosting her wedding.
Are you?
Yeah.
emotional wedding. So
she was telling me, we're going to talk. We'll talk about
It
makes sense. It makes sense.
After that, Tiff Stevens, Stevenson, I'm going to do everything in my power to make that show on Sunday. Because I have a show on Sunday. So I'm going to see. I'm going to do everything in my power to make that show on Sunday.
Who's show?
She has a show? She has something she's doing.
Oh, yeah. I was seeing that.
The Blue Note.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to do everything. It's her, Gene Noble, a bunch of great people. So I'm trying to do my best. I feel like we're missing people, and I don't want to miss people.
We saw a lot
Cromartie,
of people.
Antonio Cromartie and his wife.
Yep.
His fiance, I'm sorry. Shout out to y'all. And I like just got, really literally met them in person. But the amazing energy. I feel like that area, Fly Rye being.
Rico, of course.
Ryan not being here is actually great because then we can celebrate Ryan and him not like be like.
True indeed.
Whenever there is an opportunity for Ryan to jump into action and help,
yo,
he does it
all the time.
Ryan delivered.
And I'm talking about when it comes to actual shit, like actual maybe physical labor, manual labor, or even just business shit. Ryan is the one. He'll jump on it before any of us all the time.
Mm-hmm.
That's Ryan.
Yeah, so Ryan didn't even know I needed one, but it was just like, yo, I got a photographer. I was like, oh, yeah, tell him to pull up.
Mm-hmm.
He's already here. I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
And got some amazing pictures that I will probably cherish forever just because, one, shout out to, we're shouting out everybody today, y'all. So if you're annoyed already, you'll be fine.
You'll be fine. It's just another couple minutes.
You'll be fine. What's his name?
Another couple minutes.
Flex Focus Photography. Shout out to Flex Focus Photography.
I know he got some fire ones of me, too. I need send over that link.
I screenshotted them. Because I'm going to tell him whatever. But yeah, shout out to Flex Focus Photography. If you're in New Orleans, you got any photography needs, I would say go to him first. Shout out to House of Blues New Orleans. That's our 10th sold out show. 10th?
In a row? Damn, daddy.
There's never been a time we've been at the House of Blues, New Orleans, and not sold out.
That's funny.
I got two plaques of my own. So the other eight plaques, imagine where they're at. Shout out to Jason. Shout out to Pat. Shout out to Abe. Shout out to Kiana. Shout out to Eden. Shout out to Alexis. Shout out to Yak. Shout out to Jay. That whole team. Shout out to the whole Trap Karaoke team. I got to tell you about the 15th. Yeah, got some major news today about the 15th.
I mean, besides my birthday, I can't wait to hear it.
Duh. So
I can't wait.
Yeah. Wow. I'm trying to think. Damn, are we missing anyone?
We're probably missing a lot of people.
Eve.
Shout I was literally. Out. Why do we both think about it at the same time? Eve.
Let's see if we can love on her.
Please,
in
man.
In person right now.
Please, FaceTime her real fast,
let's
man.
Let's see if we can love on Eve in person right now. Watch, she's probably going to answer the phone and tell me to do something.
Mouse, did you send
Mouse,
the email?
Did you send? Don't yell at us. Do not yell at us. We just want to love on you. Say hi.
Eve, we love you, Queen. Hi. Oh, see, that's that inspiration right there. I'm about to go to the gym myself.
I want you to notice that when the phone was just on me, there was no smile. Uh-huh. Like, yes. And then when I showed that Mac was here, it was smile. Hey, guys.
Because I send my emails back.
All right, everyone's acting really ugly right now, and that's not the point of this call. So, Eve, right now, we're just taking a moment and just, like, being grateful for Essence Fest and everything that happened during Essence Fest. And we were like, yo, who did we miss? Shout out. And we both were like, Eve. So you are on the podcast right now. Our agent extraordinaire who deals with our attitudes, our diva-ish ways. What? Yes. So to the woman that makes it all possible, we want to say we thank you, Eve. Thank
you
for acting best. Thank you for babysitting us. Thank you for dealing with us. Thank you for arguing with us and keeping us from arguing with each other and everything in between. Thank you, and we love you.
Guys. Love right, you more.
Now get back to doing whatever you were doing because it looks strenuous.
Peloton, I knew
big
it.
Money. Everybody got so much money around this year. Okay, all
come
right.
Come on now.
Bye, Peloton. All right. Yeah, I like this. I like what we're doing right now. It feels good.
Giving love,
I don't
man.
Think we do that. Like I said,
we don't do it often enough.
We don't do
enough.
It enough because we're so used to it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're literally so used to it. And I remember saying yesterday, I was like, I don't want to get used to this.
Nah.
I was so happy. All right, we were kind of mad. All right, me and Mac, well, me and Ryan was kind of mad. we're big mad. We're pissed off. We're big pissed off that morning, Friday morning. We're not going to say why, but we're livid. Oh, and I knew we were right in being livid.
We all
Eve
were.
Let us be mad. Eve don't ever let us be mad. So when she let us be mad,
I was like, all right.
I said, okay, I'm going to take full advantage of this. But, you know, shout out to us for, you know,
for being shit.
Professional.
Yeah,
you know
handling
what I mean?
Shit how we do.
But we never, at least for me, it felt like we never took the moment for granted.
Nah.
And I love that about all three of us, that no matter what pinnacles we've been in, you know, let me love on you, because no matter what pinnacles you've been at individually, you still experience all these podcast moments and us like grinding it out to a certain extent. You experience them in real time.
Yeah.
Like I've never looked at you and sometimes I'll be the one like, yo, what the fuck? And you're like, all right, man, just let's get it done. Where I'm like, nah, fuck this. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So like to see you experience these moments with us, it means something because like you don't have to be.
True.
You know what I mean? It's like you do. You are.
I mean, I could say the same for you. I mean, we could reverse the love right back to you. You are the over all of us, you're the one that everybody understands and knows as the face of podcasts or as someone who is such a shining light when it comes to journalism now. Yeah. And interviewing and just podcasting as a whole, just this whole what we're doing. So you seeing you kind of take in all of these moments, shit, even watching you at Trap Karaoke, you do this at least once a week. It's crazy.
Yeah.
And every time you get on that stage, it feels like every time that crowd sings back at you, it hits you.
Yeah.
It hits you in a brand new way.
Yeah.
So it's always inspiring to watch, especially watch you work.
About to cry. Cam, you got anything nice you want to say to us? No? Okay.
Okay.
Just thought maybe you would like to.
Nope.
Unofficial. Cam said, "You guys are right."
Hey, listen, coming from an 18-year-old, that's
yeah, I think yeah,
that means
think
a lot.
You really get a better that
means a
from
lot.
That you guys are cool. Make sure listen, we're loving on each other, we're loving on everybody. But in the meantime, between time, you guys love on us. How? If you aren't, and I don't understand how, but 3 years in, it's okay. Some of you guys have commitment issues.
It's fine.
Go subscribe to the podcast. God Next Door Podcast, wherever you stream podcasts. Mm-hmm. But if you are subscribing on Apple, make sure you leave us a comment and a rating. What kind? 5 stars.
That's what
Why?
We need.
Because we are children who need validation.
Yes, Lord.
Also,
yes, Lord.
You got letters. You got words you want to send to us. Nice stories. Bad
we'll take
stories.
It.
We'll take them. Guys Next Door 123
let me go to this
at gmail.com. That is Guys Next Door 123 at gmail.com. Yes, the YouTube videos are back up. Shout out to Jay. Shout out to the HMD Studios for holding us down. Shout out to Big Kev, everybody involved. The YouTube is back up and running. Those videos are coming. We are working on the back catalog, but for right now, we're making sure that everything is current. So just breathe. That is Guys Next Door Podcast on YouTube. And make sure you follow us on all social media platforms, everything uniform at Guys Next Door Pod. And last but not least, listen, summer months, we're wearing less and going out more.
You see these thighs is out.
And it's inflation.
You see these thighs are out.
We need money for shorts. Okay, that's why I'm wearing jeans right now. Okay?
Eric Emanuel is not cheap.
At all. Eat. Eat.
Yo.
I don't know why I keep saying it. Because the E. And then like. Eat.
Yo, what? Sick. You are sick.
I really
sick.
Like Rob 4-9. You're sick. He'd be like, Molly Water, eat.
Yo.
Cam, you don't like Rob 4-9? Oh my God, the young kids.
It's 12. You gotta remember.
But so is Rob 4-9.
That's true.
Molly Water, eat.
Yeah.
But then the Erica Manuel is EE.
All right.
Anyway, go to the Patreon, patreon.com/GuysNextDoorPod. Become a neighbor. Pick up your keys today.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Listen.
I heard you have something on your spirit today.
Get over my shit. Listen, I've been going through it.
I heard you.
So you have to remember, we record these a lot of these episodes in bulk.
Yeah,
bulk, Bulk. I hope I'm saying it properly. We just record a lot at once. So, you know, sometimes it'd be some weeks that I get to sit with my brother and be, and I really don't talk to people a lot. Surprise. Really don't talk to people a lot. These two guys is who I talk to a lot of my problems about. Well, true. And you guys at home, I guess, now too. Mm-hmm. But, you know, sometimes, so I've been going, a lot's been going on.
Talk to me, brother. This will be your therapy session. I will be,
I don't even like the word.
I'll be,
those are yours.
Yep.
You ain't got them.
Yeah.
How you like them?
They're beautiful.
We not letting y'all know what we talk about because they don't pay us. But it's good to see that you got them.
You know.
Tune the world out, don't you?
Quickly.
On the flame.
Oh, what?
Boop, bing. You put that little boom when it goes.
Yo, when me and Christina go to go back to Atlanta.
I thought you was going to say something petty.
No. When me and Christina go back to Atlanta. Oh, yeah, it's petty. This button right here.
It go. I know. I'd be like.
You see her go from, babe, I just.
I didn't say the greatest Christina, thing ever. I didn't say it. I didn't.
Greatest
I didn't
thing ever.
I didn't find it funny.
Greatest
honestly,
thing
didn't
ever.
Find it funny. Okay, this is what I want to talk about today. That's been going on.
We know.
And I think it's fair to make. I think everybody could weigh in on this.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you, Mac Wilds. Do you feel like you are in the story, or do you feel like the story is about you? Your life.
The way you
exist in people's life, do you feel it's more about you existing in other people's life or people existing in yours? Or is there a medium?
It's a medium.
Talk to me about the medium.
It's a medium. And the medium is something that's the medium now. It's something that's happening, I think, relatively more recent than late. And it's because I think I've always kind of driven through life with a first person mindset where, you know, I feel like I'm playing, you know, GoldenEye. Like it's I gotta handle the game, I gotta do what I'm doing. Well, Call of Duty for you. Cam, kids, I know. Yeah.
They're like, Golden Eye. What's that?
Yeah. So it I've always had kind of like a, you know, I gotta just handle the objectives and, you know, finish the game as best as I possibly can. But now as I'm getting older, and I think a child probably does this to you, you start to realize that it's more about what you are giving to other people than what you're accomplishing. You still have to accomplish stuff, but it's more about, and I think those are like the side quests, you know, you help this person out, you do this, and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
But now I'm paying more attention to being a light towards other people and being a part of other people's story than I am just focusing on being the key, you know, the everybody's a part of my story type thing.
So I feel like
what about you?
I feel like I just exist in other people's stories, and it's starting to weigh on me.
Okay, so explain.
So I don't know what my story is outside of like this quest for success, right? Like, especially like since I turned 30, since I didn't believe I was going to be here to be 30. So it feels like the last couple of years have been just really me existing in other people's stories. I was just so happy to make it to 30. It's like, oof. Right? So
feel that.
So up until 30, I felt like very much my story is my life, and this, and I have sole proprietorship in my story. For the past three and a half years, it's felt very much that I just exist in other people's story, and it's taxing. It's so taxing.
Do you feel like, I'm asking this because I've been through it. If depending on how you answer, I think I went through something similar. Do you feel like you're living on borrowed time?
Yeah, hell yeah. I think all of this, like, I didn't think I was going to live to see 30, bro. I thought I was going to be packed up by 25. So, like, but I was like, I can see 30. Like, I could see it. Like, I remember saying I could see 29. I used to tell my ex-wife, I like, I'll probably be, don't say that. I could see 29. I could definitely see getting to 29, but 30 was blank. Mm-hmm. Like, you know how you, like, you look into the future?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Everything always stopped at 29.
You didn't know where my
kids
was past
age,
there.
Whatever kids my whatever age my kids would have been when I was 29, which I'm not really good at math. So whatever, what my kid, my oldest is 15, so 12.
12.
In seven.
Seven.
12 and seven.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That's all I could see. That's all I could see. That's all my mind would be able to let me see. Like, I wouldn't be able to see anything past 29. Now, I seem to be just like I said, nothing really seems, or the things that happen in my life don't really seem to be, except for career, obviously, doesn't really seem to be happening to me as much as it happens around me. Like, you ever see those shows where somebody goes into the past or mm-hmm. goes into, like, yeah, this yeah, dream yeah. world? And it's like you see everything.
Like, there's a, he could, he, the world is moving around him.
But if you
him.
Touch it, it'll be like inanimate. Like, you can't touch. And mm-hmm. I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, I feel like the way people deal with me, the situation that occur, it's like, hey, you do know I exist outside of service to you. And that's good and bad, right? Like, it's like, I'll tell you this. I've been single for some months. And I've never had more relationship problems in my life. Never in my life. Like,
hey man, I heard you single folk have it worse than some married folk. I tell you that.
I'm like, what the fuck? Whoa, hey, huh? It wasn't like this before. Like, it's like having certain arguments, certain discussions, and you hear the way somebody describes a situation, you're like,
huh?
You so like, where do I exist in this?
Mm.
Where do, and it's like, and I think the thing that makes it so much rougher is you feel like no matter in these instances, no matter what, you can't do it. I can't do it right.
Huh. Question. Is it that you think that you can't do it right? Or do you even think that there's a right way?
I don't think there's a right way. But I don't think there's a right way. I think there's a way you deal with people you love. Perfect example. Let's go. Perfect example. My ex, my ex-wife. Mm-hmm. Been co-parenting. But that's my nigga.
200%.
That's my heart. That's my dog. That's my first love. That's my heart. Like, there's no other way to put it, right? If you play with her, I'm gonna play with you. Like, it's not even gonna be a game, right? Perfect example. So she was doing a thing, whatever, dating, whatever. Leave you alone. Go ahead, do what you're doing. Now, she broke up with the dude.
Mm-hmm.
And so, the dude, to me, you know how niggas be when they, you know, when you break up with them and they don't want to break up with you. Like, there's a point where you're, like, you know, pining and trying to get her back. But then there's a part that, like, turns into, like bullying.
Like, yeah.
Where you're like, I'm not going to stop till you come back. Hmm. If I don't bully my baby mother, ain't nobody else in this world going to bully
her.
Not going to happen in this world. Nah, it's just not going to happen. Not gonna happen. So she tells me, and I guess she was just telling me in just a...
just as a friend trying to talk.
Definitely not no friend child. The fuck? But she's telling me, and I'm like, that's what's happening? I bet. Then she didn't come to me asking for my help. But she told me, and I'm like, that's what's happening? Immediately, I'm like, oh, this nigga's trying to bully you. That's not gonna happen. So
Mouse Jones turned into Mouse Jones, ladies and gentlemen. That's literally what's about to go down. I just wanted to give you guys the disclaimer before he jumps into the rest of the story. Now, please continue.
I'm gonna.
Do you want me to read this?
Well, just redact the name.
Okay.
if you hit name redacted up again, I'm gonna violate you. She said, leave her the fuck alone. I'm only telling you this once. Never spoke to this man once, ever. This is the first message that Mouse Jones has sent to him. The message back says, don't know what she told you, but I'll tell you the same thing. She don't have anything to worry about on that front. As far as the threats, .. careful. Ooh, I don't like that. I don't like that. Cause, and you know why I don't like that. Cause as we've grown up, the way that we've grown up, we don't make threats. We make promises. And for somebody to tell me to be careful about a promise.
First of all, this nigga's pussy. So like this nigga's pussy. But now, so you seen the message I sent?
I seen it.
Somehow I became the bad guy.
Of course you became the bad guy.
But I'm like, what the fuck? I just tried to.
You know that doesn't matter. You know that doesn't matter. Reached out.
I'm being the person saying, you know, leave her alone. If you want to be left alone, leave her alone. Somehow that blew up in my face. I get yelled at. I get spoken to all kind of crazy. I'm saying, what the fuck is going the fuck on? I want you to know how serious I am.
I'll take it to
if
somewhere.
You keep playing with this person over here, I'm going to play with that person over there.
I'll take it to a whole nother extreme.
And it's like, what the fuck? I got everybody calling me, telling me, oh, I can't believe you did. And I'm sitting here like, yo, what the fuck?
Are you more mad that redacted? Yeah.
Yeah, make sure you cut. Yeah, cut.
Are you more mad that name redacted told other people? Or are you mad that she spazzed on you?
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Oh, I don't care. You tell other people.
Okay, okay.
Definitely just bad. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, I'm being a good baby father. What the fuck?
I mean, I'm not. Yes, what you did was admirable. Was extremely admirable to a certain extent. and it's funny. It's funny because if she was on the other foot, if you know, God forbid, knock on all wood, if anything were to ever happen to me and Christina and. Me and Christina were to break up and anything, and I even get an inkling of somebody making her feel uncomfortable. There's nothing she has to worry about.
That's all I'm saying is the fact that I felt that she felt uncomfortable. I jumped in. Now I'm wrong for jumping in. I said, oh my God, bro. I said, oh my God.
You don't do a regular jumping mouse. You do a Mouse Jones jumping. It's a whole different. That's a whole nother level. You do a Fat Boy cannonball. It's not a. It ain't no regular.
But
degular.
Immediately, you as the other man would know. Like, okay, this nigga's not playing.
I mean, obviously. So going back. Understanding how you treat people, that makes sense. But in what aspects are you feeling like the world is moving around you?
I think 'cause I love too hard. I think I only know how to love in one way, which is hard. So it's like, when I see all the world, like I said, I feel like the best way to feel like there's no mouse book no more. I feel like there hasn't been a mouse book since I turned 30. I feel like mouse is just a reoccurring character in everyone else's
stories. Because you feel like you're giving so much of yourself to other people.
Yes. And I didn't even think, yes. Yes, that's exactly how I feel. That's exactly how I feel. So I feel like, you know, over here, he's in this chapter. Mm-hmm. And then he's this in this chapter. And then he's this in this. Oh, we like, oh, snap, Mouse is in this book too? Oh, wow, Mouse is in this book too. Oh, shit, he's in this book too. And the only book that maybe I exist in is like a rags to riches success story. Maybe. And that's if, that's, you know, I feel like even sometimes in that, I feel like I'm still like just a chapter, right? And like the whole scope of this thing that we do, entertainment, which I love. I love this shit. I breathe this shit. I've never felt more fulfilled than doing what we do in the ways, in the many ways and facets we do it. I want to act.
Yeah.
I host. I do podcasts.
You do it all. And you do it very well, extremely well.
So in those moments, I'm still not feeling like this is my moment. It feels like somebody, you know, is going to look at a textbook or, you know, somebody's going to talk to someone in like 5 years. There's going to be some like obscure documentary and it's going to be like the Mouse Jones years. You know, this kid could have had it. This kid would have, you know, he was right there, but the powers that be or whatever kept him away. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because when you look at it, it's like, why haven't I gotten the opportunities? Oh, wow. Damn it. I didn't want to talk about this here.
Yeah, come on. We here. We in the crib, bro.
Wow. Okay. I don't complain about this stuff.
Of course not.
I don't complain about this stuff. I am grateful for the fan base, the engagement, the everything we're able to do. But I'd be a fool if I looked up and was like, as talented as I am, as good at, there's no one, if you put me in up against anyone else that does any of the things I do, interview, host, podcast, whatever else.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going, if you want to humble me and say you're not the best.
You'll be hard pressed to find somebody who's better.
You can't find nobody that's better than me. You find me equal, mm-hmm. equal peers. Even then, I don't know that they're that equal because I'm willing to go for the jugular. I'm willing to take what's theirs in mine. Mm-hmm. I don't know if everybody's willing to do that. You get what I'm saying?
I know what you mean.
So show me who's better than me.
And because of that.
But I still don't get. Fuck, I didn't want to talk about this here. But I still don't get what is mine.
Or what you feel you rightfully deserve.
Right.
Mm.
And I don't get it.
Mm.
The verifications, the fucking invites to this, and the put it on this list, and oh, we gotta get him on this stage, and like what?
Hmm. I guess we're gonna have this type of episode. I too feel like that often.
Mm-hmm.
Often. 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 And I think in these later years, I've chalked it up to different career moves that I've made, things I've allowed to happen versus me taking advantage or me, I don't know, me doing something versus listening to the team that I had before and just different things, different things. But I often look at myself, the caliber of acting that I feel like I have. And not only that, the caliber of actor that I'm willing to be.
Mm. See, Not to interrupt you, I think that's why all three of us come together the way we do. And no matter what our differences is, no matter what we may disagree on, argue, whatever we feel about one another, obviously it's brotherhood at the bottom of it, at the foundation.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the fact that all three of us are willing to do everything it takes to be the best at what, one, we individually do, three, what we decide to do together.
Together.
Is that what you just said? The what you're willing to do to be the caliber of actor you need to be. The things I am willing to do to be the caliber of on-air host personality, TV journalist mm-hmm. that I'm willing to be, on stage host that I'm willing to be. People, I'm willing to do it all. Ryan, everything that he's willing anything. To do to be the business savvy person, podcaster that he needs to be.
It's a real thing. It's a, you know, again, even with all of that, with everything that I've done, you know, it feels like there's often times that I look back and I look at all of the accomplishments and all of that stuff. And I sit back and I'm like, so why? You know, why don't I get invited to this place? Or why don't I get, you know, this hit up from this person? Or, you know, why am I not here with this? And honestly, the only thing or little bit of solace that I garner from all of this is the main reason why I created the 95, which is to never be satisfied. To understand that what you did in the past is what you did in the past. And there's no such thing as perfect. You know, there's no such thing as, you know, you've done it all, you've got it all. There's always a little more to strive for. So to keep striving. So that's the only thing that kind of keeps me going for real. Otherwise, there are a lot of times that I sit back and I'll, you know, fucking social media. It's a fucking... Mm-hmm. It is a cesspool of mm-hmm. everybody's success stories mm-hmm. and I've done this and I'm at this party and I'm around this person and we're so popping and blah, mm-hmm. blah, 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 blah. And you never really understand what people are going through behind all of those photos. But, you know, we all look at them and I'm like, damn, dog, like, why aren't I getting booked for such and such? You know, why is this person getting recognized more? Like, I know I could be a better actor. I know I can do more, et cetera, et cetera. But yeah, that's real. Even music, like, it's the same shit. I'm like, I have a way better ear than half of these niggas.
Mm-hmm.
I know I do.
Mm-hmm.
And I know the shit that I could produce is way better. But again, I'm on myself hard about that because I can't talk shit if I'm not in the game. So yeah, that's crazy that you bring that up. Even with that mindset, understanding that right now, you know, you're not getting everything that you deserve or that you feel like you deserve. What if you can call this chapter of your life something, what would you call this chapter?
Theirs. Mm-hmm.
And you would tell them to use the right spelling, correct?
Mm-hmm. Definitely T-H-E-I-R.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man.
Way to lighten it up. Uh-huh. Yes, definitely. We're talking about ownership, people. yeah, no. If I would have looked at that book and it would have said T-H-E-R-E, I would have been like, what the fuck is going on here? Who approved this? But yeah, I feel like that. Because like you said, if it's a chapter in my story, I don't feel like this is my story. I don't have a story right now. I'm like fucking, I feel like the sitcom, I feel like Waldo. I feel like Kimmy Gibbler. I feel like Screech. I feel like, I don't know, Roger. Fucking Screech had a fucking...
I was about to say, Screech
had a more fucking main role part than I feel like I got.
Jesus.
But yeah, I feel like Kimmy Gibbler's, the Waldos, who am I? The fucking, you know, Wendell from mm-hmm. Parenthood. Like, bruh man from the fifth floor. I might be in this episode. I might not. But, you know, when I'm here, everybody loves it. And fifth floor. And like, yeah, everybody loves it. I'm not Martin.
Huh. What?
And like, so like, when I say that, it's like, what do you, you know, it's not just me making these appearances. It's me making these appearances in these people's scenarios and lives and stories to benefit their story for whatever reason I'm here for. I'm only existing there to them. They're not existing to me.
Mm.
I feel like that in some friendships and some romantic relationships and interactions. I feel like that shit with my, oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that shit with like my oldest daughter right now. Like 15 is a motherfucker.
Oh yeah, but it's a bitch, bro.
I don't know if I like her right now. It's fun and game, but it's true. I don't know if I like her.
Yeah.
Like the person she is exhibiting herself to be at this moment, it's like, I had you when I was 17, so you gotta we're bearing with each other here. Mm-hmm. And it's like, yo, you're not giving me anything. You're taking stances that if you were other people, adult people, I would never deal with you again.
Yep. Ain't life funny?
And so it's, once again, I exist in her story. Yeah. I'm dad. I get to exist as dad in her story. And then I'm like, which causes me to negotiate the way I father my 10-year-old. And like just making sure like, okay, am I doing everything? Hey, kid.
Whew, don't want to make that mistake.
I can't do that again. You need me to do anything? Please don't. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, bro.
What's the last time that you, when's the last time that you've actually done something for yourself besides just buy clothes?
I was about to say, what the fuck? What is, I don't, what is it, what does that mean?
Just do something for yourself, like really, for example, I don't, you know me, I'm a very, as of late, I'm a very frugal guy.
He is pretty cheapskate. He is. To be the rich friend, he definitely is a cheap
skate. I'm cheap.
He is a cheap fucking skate.
But I love good stuff.
Yeah.
I love great stuff. So whether it's, you know, if I'm buying clothes, it's literally like I have a specific budget and this is for the next 3 to 6 months. This is how much we're spending. Mm-hmm. I get me one of my people, Julian, somebody from the fashion world. Listen, we got $5,000, maybe that much to fool around with. Let's make a season of clothing.
Mm-hmm.
And shoot, I might fuck around and that'd be my fits for the year.
That is him. Shit, it's me too. Shit.
But I'm very. There are certain things that my birthday is coming up. And
July 15th to be exact,
everybody. And for my birthday, I always like to, you know, because I've always been in a place where, and it sucks. It sucks to be in a position to be, I guess, the rich person because nobody knows what to get you.
Mm.
Everybody always talks about, yo, what can I ever get you?
I think that's the easiest.
Dog, give me anything.
It's because I don't have, if you're the rich one, at least in my regard to you, it's like, I'm not going to do something for you or get you something that is a monetary thing because you can get that. Now you really get to see who gives a fuck about you.
Which is why I always say that men are better gift givers than women. But I digress.
If you don't tell a woman what to get you, she'll get you fucking luggage.
Exactly.
I got luggage one time.
We're not going to... Listen. Every Father's Day.
Oh, no. I got the best Father's Day gift I've ever gotten this year. Ever. It might be the best gift I've ever gotten. It was. Mm-hmm. It's a fucking... That book I post every morning of Jay-Z.
Oh, yeah.
Devotionals.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I got for Father's Day.
That's fire.
It's the best gift I've ever got.
This year I got a Spike Lee coffee table book, which I'm not mad at. It's cool.
Pretty fire.
It's cool. Coffee table, right. Spike Lee. Shout out to Spike. But every other year, it's been socks.
Yo, can you imagine if Spike Lee? We should get Spike Lee on Guys Next Door.
We need to.
We could do it?
I think we definitely can get Spike on here.
That could
we'll talk. We'll talk. But I for this year for my birthday, mm-hmm. I'm gonna get some Cuban cigars,
mm-hmm.
and I'm gonna get a really nice, like one of my favorite tequilas, and I'm probably just gonna find a rooftop somewhere and just sit and chill and just think. I don't need nobody to like. I don't need no big grand party, which I would love, but you know, I don't think I'm gonna be working at the time. It just doesn't make sense. There's certain things that you have to that I have to do now that just make sense. So it's more of a I'm gonna take time for me to not worry about being a dad, not worrying about being a husband, not worry about being a son or whatever. Just kind of find the two things that I love. I love a really good tequila. I love Cuban cigars, and I'm gonna go sit somewhere and just be by myself for even if it's just an hour, just a vacation for me. That's what I need. When's the last time that you actually just did something that you liked besides buying clothes? Because that's low-key a part of our job.
When I went to the Bahamas.
That's what I was about to say. I feel like that was almost 3 years ago now.
It was 2020.
Was it 20?
Mm-hmm. Or January 2020.
Yeah, James.
Because it was right before we went back mm-hmm. on tour. Remember, I came back. We did the live show.
Yep.
And then
right
DC, you had just went down to Virginia. Yeah, that was it. If I could think, that was it. That was the last time I did. And I'm not a huge traveler, so like.
And that was
Remember, we was in the 30. Chat, and like y'all were helping me like
figure it out.
Because I was like, all right, so I just buy it and just go. That was the first time that was the first time I was just, like, literally, I thank Mac and Ryan and a few other people for helping me through that because, like, it was super nerve-wracking for a bit. For somebody who doesn't get rattled, it was, like, rattling me a bit because I was like, all right, I've never been nowhere, so do I just do it? And it was the first time I did something without no, like, you have to be here.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, all right, I could do this date. I get back just in time for the live show. This is just my time for me. And I was like, yo, Mac, do I just go? What do you do? Which was
amazing, by the way.
And then I did it. And, you know, I had three amazing days. So I would say that was the last time. I mean, other than that, I mean, I'm very intentional about, like, not answering people.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that's, like, my time I take to myself.
Eh.
Like, Monday.
I was about to say.
Like, I mean, wasn't Monday we all came home?
Yes. Well, you came home Monday.
I came home Monday.
Rico went left on Sunday.
And you left Saturday.
I left Saturday.
Yeah, so Monday when I got back home, I didn't answer anyone. I didn't talk, even our stuff, I didn't answer anyone. I didn't deal.
But that's more of a recalibration period.
Okay,
that's business stuff as well. Everybody needs to kind of get back into the groove.
You cursed me the fuck out on Tuesday. I'm sorry. Don't leave.
But I really think that I think that that's a necessary part of this not only this business that we're in, but for some reason I feel like when we're in this business, there's so much that is constantly asked of us. My man, 100 grand. There's so much that's constantly asked of us that our jobs is low-key to give people energy.
Yes.
What are we doing to not just to kind of recalibrate and get settled back in, but what are you doing to recharge? Because it's a battery.
I feel like my energy battery is up. I feel like my love battery is, like, decreasing.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like my... And I don't feel that my loved battery is being charged.
Where do you feel most loved?
I don't know. right now for a long time, for like at least the past 6 months, on stage. On stage is where I feel the most love. That's where I feel the most loved. I feel like those cousins, those fans, those, you know, whatever the event is, those people are loving me. And without reciprocation, without, you know, without transaction, should I say.
Yeah.
And they understand that Mouse is up there and he loves us and he got us through the name. We got him. And then after that, it feels like I have to perform for all the other love I get, which is crazy, right? When I'm performing, I don't feel like I'm getting love from performing. But when I get off stage, I feel like, okay, it's back to like performing for, hey, I'm here and I'm doing, hey, do, 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 do. I feel like the WB Frog.
Super racist, by the way. That's super racist. But
frog?
Absolutely.
How? It's a frog. What?
Bro, the racist was the frog was built off of the whole the
minstrel show.
No, yeah, the minstrel show joints. It's crazy.
You motherfuckers, we can't have nothing.
Dave Chappelle did a skit about that. Well, he didn't do a full skit.
I remember it though.
Oh man. Oh my God. No, but this is good. This is good. I think right now, one of the biggest things that you need to think about are just your different places of love. Like, you need to find your place. Find your place of worship.
Take me to the king.
No, you gotta whatever that thing is for you, man, you have to find the time. Even if it's, because you went to the Bahamas, right?
Yeah, I went to the Bahamas.
Even if it's going back to the Bahamas once a year, it's on some like, yo, I don't give a fuck if you're coming with me or not. I got to go to the Bahamas. I got to recharge.
I do love the Bahamas.
And this is going to fuck you up. You can't expect somebody you can't expect other people to fulfill the love that you're not giving yourself.
Oh, wow. Don't you talk to me like that, Mac Wiles. Don't you dare.
If from this conversation,
wow.
we're so caught up in work. We don't ever give ourselves just a kind of space and a couple of minutes and some time to kind of just love on ourselves. That's why I was like, yo, what do you do besides, you know, go to the nail salon and go buy clothes? Gotta really take some time and debo the time that you need to love on yourself.
Definitely. And yeah, you're right. Because a lot of that is stuff. I get caught up and I end up not doing the things that I really, really love. That better me. Like, even when it comes to boxing and running, I love them so much. Like, I'm constantly studying run techniques and breathing techniques and routes and terrain and like hiking. Mm-hmm. I've been wanting to get into that, and it's like, I want to do that. And even trail running, I want to get into that. And it's like, that would not only better my mental, but my body.
Yeah.
Right? And then boxing. Mm-hmm. Love it. And I feel like all that stuff it's stuff I'm exerting energy, but it has a benefit. And also, you know, it's fucking, since it's just that kind of episode, I've been honest with you and Ryan about the pandemic belly. That motherfucker, I done cut every, it won't, it shrinks, damn, but it won't go away.
It won't go away.
I remember we was down there, we was in there, and somebody had complimented, like, y'all all look so good in shape. And I was like, no, I don't.
Hey.
I think you said it. You were like, you see us, we, yeah. I'm like, no.
I'm gonna give it a bone, man. You're not the only one that deals with body dysmorphia. It's real. Because
there's times that I be looking in the gym. I think we talked about this. Mm-hmm. Right after I said that, I was like, bro, there's times that I'm in the gym and I be like, dog, I look disgusting.
Right, right.
And then there's other times that I'm like, oh, shit, okay. But it's usually somebody who says something that I'm like, maybe, kinda. All right, I can see what you're talking about. But to me, I think it's because we look at ourselves way too much.
Right. There's that. Yeah. Then there's that. Because I'll just, and like, what are you talking about? I'm like, I used to have abs before the pen. But once again, it was my fault. I got so consumed with making money in this time where I couldn't make money. I didn't work out not one fucking bit. And now I'm dealing with the ramifications.
I mean, but it only takes
I was happy. I remember the way I fucking looked going into that motherfucker, man. That could tell me nothing.
My man was looking like a
shirt.
My man
was pop, looking snatched. Snatched. Niggas was taking pictures of me with my shirt off on Bushwick. Like, yeah, okay, you get a picture? Yes,
we got your tattoos, yeah, you know. Depth before designer. I like.
You know, you look good. You know, I look pause. Niggas got pause. You look like I do. And I'm like, wow, that nigga said, you just told me you said you were looking. You said somebody can't.
You can't expect somebody to love
you the love way you. You're not loving yourself. Ooh, yeah. Don't you talk to me like that, Mac Wells. That'll preach. Yeah. That was Bodega Baptist.
That was. Hallelujah. That was
Bodega Baptist. All right. I like episodes like this.
Me too.
Where there isn't always an end. There isn't always a button to put on the answer. There isn't we don't always get to answer a question. It's, you know, it's real life.
This is another thing just to kind of for you to think about. This is an everlasting book that we're writing. You know, this chapter may be theirs, but the next one might be mine. So just to kind of.
Well, hopefully I get a book deal. Because it doesn't feel like I got a book. It feels like I'm in there. So hopefully I
listen,
get a book. Listen,
I'm about to say, just constantly remember that this is a chapter. You know, that this is just a chapter. And if right now the moment is to just pour into people, do that as best as you possibly can.
And like I said, not to rehash, I'm fine with that.
No, I
just
know
don't want to feel like the tornado that keeps happening to
people. Of course.
That is, and I know people can look at me and be like, oh, you don't care, toxic, da da da. But I don't want to be known as the thing that happens to people.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
I know
like,
exactly
I don't
want to
be the person that when I leave your life, you're like,
well, that happened.
That happened.
I mean, but.
And I feel like that's what I'm being made to feel like.
You could take that both ways. Because you teach people certain things about themselves, things that they like, things that they don't like. And you teach them how to deal with people the right way. If done correctly. There's nothing wrong with a tornado. You got to build and destroy. You can't have one without the other.
I'm about to fuck y'all lives up. Mac Wilder just told me to. All right, let's get out of here, Mac. You got anything you want to promote? Anything?
Hey, man, we back, man. And man, we appreciate y'all. We miss y'all, man. And it feels good to. It feels a little chilly. You know, I see how you guys feel when you shave your beards off. No, seriously, man, I appreciate y'all and I appreciate y'all for rocking with us this entire time.
Three
you know?
Fucking years. That's
through
nuts.
A pandemic, the whole nine, you know. And I know the pandemic is still going on, and I know there's still people getting sick and all of that. But you know, as long as
you're
are staying safe,
now, you're a pussy. No, I'm just playing.
Jesus Christ. I want you guys to stay safe. I want you guys to continue to understand that the one thing that's plaguing us all right now is actually not COVID. It ain't monkeypox or listeria. It's hate. And the only thing that could cure that is love. Love and understanding. Taking the time to understand somebody.
I just want to say, abort these babies. Fuck these kids. If that's your choice. Motherfucking kids. If that's your choice. All these pro-lifers are super pro-life until it come time to take care of the actual people that's actually living.
Talk about it.
Fucking no universal health care, but you pro-life.
No
access to fucking health care.
But you pro-life.
But you pro-life. No access to food.
No food. You burn down food processing. You burn down food centers and all of this. But you pro life.
Suck my dick.
Entire dick.
That's pro life. So you know, guys next door, you already know where we stand on that. Because obviously with you know, obviously with these amendments and you know Roe versus Wade overturned, you know that's going to affect our women the most.
Absolutely.
So anything our that's, people, yeah, our anything women. That's going to affect our people the most, you know we're here, we're front line for. So if there's anything we can do, let us know. If there's anything Guys Next Door could do to get more information out, let us know. Please let us know if there's anything we can do to put eyes on anything or any organizations helping. Not just telling us to go out and vote, because suck my dick at this point. Don't tell me to go out and vote. I'm not. And people did, and look what that got them. So don't do that. Anything that has actual tangible change and action and effort, please let us know. We'll stand by it 1,000%. I'm trying to think. Trap Karaoke, trapkaraoke.com.
Uh-huh.
Make sure you follow us at Trap Karaoke on Instagram.
Greatest show in the world.
It is. It is, and I don't say that. Usually when I say, let me say, so there had been some chatter. There had been some chatter about, you know, just people in between or people around. You know, I'm a super competitive person.
We know that.
Always will be that.
That's how we are.
I always want to win.
Yeah.
Super competition. But in competition, there can also be opportunity to see your brother.
True.
So I want to shout out Charles and Shireen of R&B House Party.
R&B House Party is dope.
It's a lovely movement. It's a lovely, it's a necessary movement.
Yep.
Love going there. And every time I'm there, Charles extends the microphone to me. And as a host, you know how important that is.
Oh, yeah.
So shout out to Charles for that. And I appreciate that. And I appreciate the moment that we have in those moments to love on one another and just show people like, hey, no matter who's in between or what's going on, don't ever get it confused that, you know, I'm here to support my black brothers and good people. Mm-hmm. Him and his wife are just really good people. And he's just a really good man.
Yes.
And I don't know if he gets enough love in that instance. So shout out to Charles, I think on Instagram, named Beloved1906. Uh-huh. Show him support, R&B House Party. If it comes to your city, please go. Always a dope moment. He gives me quite a run for my money when it comes to melodies, but we all know who the OG is. Thank you.
Kurt. He's talking about Kurt.
I'm talking about me. It goes me, Kurt, then Beloved. That's how the Melodies from Heaven goes. It goes me, Kurt. Yo, shout out to the cousins.
Yeah,
I'm
about to say, hey.
Because that was during hilarious. The BT Awards.
That was hilarious.
I got like fucking 100 messages. I couldn't even post them all. I got like 100 messages of people up there, of people like watching and being like,
look at Kurt Franklin trying to be Mouse Jones.
Like, it's his created. Song. But they're right. Yeah, they're right. It is what it is. You know, it's mine.
We got to get Uncle Kirk up here too.
Listen, Kirk, get back. I'm so happy I was able to do the interview over the pandemic. But him, Guys Next Door,
that'll be hilarious.
What if we did that live in Dallas?
I'm all the way with that, with all the smoke.
So let's try and shoot for the new year. When your schedule opens up, let's do that. Trap Karaoke. Guys Next Door. Have you made the announcement? Swagger's coming back.
Oh yes, season yes. Two? Yes. Season 2 of Swagger. I'm actually girl, relax.
Shut up. Nobody's even talking to you.
Yes, season 2 of Swagger. We are back out in these streets. I want to say thank you guys for watching. All of you that did watch, all of you who haven't watched, please make sure that you go to Apple TV Plus to go check it out, man. It's a crazy season. Last season was about AAU basketball.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if I... I'll give you a little bit.
It's your podcast. You should be able to.
Last season was about AAU basketball and how that, you know, you start to see how that affects the young kids growing up and kids getting in that season. This season is about the prep schools.
Those dirty motherfuckers.
Oh, it's about to get crazy.
Okay. Okay. Your character is being
more devious.
We're
going to talk. Okay. Oh, yeah, of course.
You are a devious motherfucker. Absolutely. Who is he? He is, that is not the
Tristan, I know.
Absolutely. And I got a new job and I got more money. It's so lit.
In both sides?
Oh, absolutely.
Yes. More support, more Guys Next Door. We are going back on tour.
Uh-huh.
So look for that. We're definitely going on tour in 2023.
Yeah.
I've talked to Mac and Ryan. I'm saying in front of y'all so y'all can hold us accountable. We are going to get one show this year. You guys have been asking. We will get at least one show this year. Not sure where that'll be. But it's going to happen. It's going to happen. We promise it's going to be well worth the wait.
Yep.
You already know to support Eco Gave Straws.
Yep.
If you're in Tulum, make sure you
go
hit up Ryan and get on that yacht. Get on that yacht. And Ryan has a whole bunch of other great things he's working on. Just send him some love. You know what I mean? We always got to talk about everything going on, but just go show Ryan some love if you can. And we'll see y'all next Monday. We'll be here and y'all will be there and we'll be together. See y'all next Monday.
Peace.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.